Nobel Prize-winning author Wole Soyinka is premiering his first play since fleeing his native Nigeria in 1994. That country's military dictatorship accused him of treason, and he reportedly became the target of death squads. Soyinka lived in exile, teaching at Emory University in Atlanta and lecturing around the world. Now he's back in Nigeria, directing his latest play, King Babu. It's a biting satire about dictators and the collaborators who make the regimes possible. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Lagos.
King Babu opens with General Basha Bash, a pot-bellied officer in a uniform dripping with medals. Played by actor Yomi Michaels, Basha Bash takes a moment to admire the mansion he's just inherited from his predecessor, who he murdered in a bloody coup.
When this very moment, we're moving into all this new and sumptuous bordello, and with blood of former occupants, making that special design on wallpaper, all mixed up with spatter of gray matter from his brain. Authentic gray mess, as myself can testify, since it's me exactly who put the silver bullet through his head.
The similarity between Basha Bash's name and that of former Nigerian military dictator Sani Abacha is not coincidental. Playwright Wole Soyinka fled Abacha's regime in the mid-1990s, and he's still angry at the complacency of some of his countrymen who allowed Abacha to stay in power for 5 years. Soyinka says he wants his play to drag people's faces through the muck they've left behind.
Those who've raped this country and who think that they are sort of covered in the cloak of immunity, I expect them to be angry. They come to see it and to understand that even if the law does not touch them, there are other areas of communication which will continue to remind people what they did and what they still are.
In his play, Soyinka depicts union leaders and priests accepting bribes for their support of the dictator Basha Bash, who buys off the rest of the population with an initiative called Operation Fill the Stomach. Bloated with free food and money, the crowd celebrates and names their new leader King Babu, which in one Nigerian language means nothing, emptiness.
Long live King Babu, the bountiful!
Long live King Babu, the bountiful!
The play King Babu is not just about Nigeria. Loosely based on the brutal kings in Shakespeare's Macbeth and Alfred Jarry's Ubu Ra, the play also draws on current events in other African nations. Soyinka says he wanted to comment on the regimes of recently deposed Robert Gay of Ivory Coast and Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe.
I was thinking of the many fake dictatorships which exist on the African continent, talking of one-party states and talking about phony elections and talking about even characters like Mugabe, who began very well, you know, as a liberation fighter and a true liberationist, and now has become a terror to his own people, playing the racist card in order to make himself King Babu.
After taking power, King Babu snorts drugs, steals government money, and preaches openness and democracy in order to placate the United Nations. Drawing on headlines from Sierra Leone, Soyinka has Babu crush political opposition by ordering the amputation of civilians' limbs. And as with many recent dictatorships, torture is a regular part of Babu's regime. The grisly scene draws nervous laughter from the audience, perhaps because there's a Human Rights Commission currently investigating Abacha's abuses of power. You can hear the anger in Soyinka's voice as he describes the denials that the commission has heard so far from former Abacha henchmen accused of committing atrocities.
The torturers actually come to the commission in effect to inflict additional trauma on their victims by lying in their faces, you know, it's the same to victim. I virtually don't know you. Or when you came, I treated you with absolute courtesy, like my own father. You know, that kind of language to people you slapped, you tortured.
Soyinka channels his anger through the character of Babu's wife, played by actress Susan Adaran.
I know you're going to start lying to the people. No, of course you never knew him. You never embraced him, never sucked up to him, never used him when it suited you. You lying sycophants, you stinking collaborators, you slimy accomplices. Lying, 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 with your sanctimonious denials, laundering your past so you continue without shame in the public eye. Shameless, shameless, shameless. Yes, you torturers, murderers, kidnappers.
After the premiere, Lagos businessman Femi Segun said he expected the play would definitely anger some Nigerians, but it's encouraging that the play was being done.
It makes us feel that democracy is a good thing, because no way could you have done that kind of thing in, say, 24 months ago, you know, under the military. But now it's all in keeping with the general mood of, you know, freedom and liberty, which well, enjoying to a limited extent right now.
King Babu will tour Nigeria for the next week. After that, its producers plan to take it to Europe and eventually to other African countries. Playwright Wole Soyinka says its message is one that applies well beyond his country's borders.
Just the message of the total corruptibility and grotesquery of power. In whatever form, sometimes in very mild, laughable forms. But ultimately, you know, I find power really ridiculous. It can be fatal, it can be vicious, and it often is. But really, it's a scarecrow. Power is scarecrow because you have to wrap yourself in so many layers of cocoonery to disguise the shivering ninny, you know, within it.
Now that he's free to express himself in his homeland, Soyinka has been instrumental in convincing the Nigerian government to declare Lagos a safe haven for writers in exile. But few are expected to accept the city's offer. Decades of military dictatorship have left Lagos with crumbling infrastructure, a stagnant economy, and soaring rates of violent crime. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Lagos.